Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, my guest, Jalayla Starr, will be talking about 2012, Nibiru, DNA, and you. Recent weather-related events have triggered a massive awakening. And though this is good, the fear they create has brought about a greater demand for clarity and understanding. So how do we make sense of these situations, and will they ever end? And how can we keep ourselves and our families safe? Jalayla will answer these questions and more. Also, just a quick reminder that this show is only 30 minutes long instead of my previous hour. So normally, I'm going to alternate between giving you a special message each week and taking callers for the second segment of this show. However, after my dad passed last week, I'm still traveling this week, so I don't have a setup that works well for taking callers. Next week, I'll get back to taking callers again. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that you can still pre-order or order the 2011 Good Timing Guide, and we expect to get the printed ones to you in August. The 2011 online guide is ready now, and it's already online for you. So you can either order the online guide or pre-order the 2011 printed guide at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K. MADELINE.com. And just look for the pre-order link under What's New. And if you don't already have your 2010 Good Timing Guide, it's still available too. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, how are you doing with this Mercury retrograde? It's nearly over now, so just hold on. The cycle started April 18th, and it ends next Tuesday, May 11th. This is our time to find our mistakes and fix them. It's also the time when we reconsider our needs. We may not realize what they truly are until we get to the end of this period. So just wait a few more days and then make up your mind about major issues under consideration. This particular Mercury retrograde, or red communications as it's called in my Good Timing Guide, occurs in the sign of Taurus. So we're rethinking the value and purpose of different parts of our lives or businesses. We may decide that something which used to have a high value to us doesn't have that same value anymore. Or we may value something now more than we did in the past. This can also extend to retail prices, as we may devalue some prices for products or services we used in the past and be willing to pay for more for others. Now, remember that this is your chance to catch up. So please give yourself a slower schedule than normal so you can do that. Okay, now I heard that groan. So I want to see all the hands of people who don't need to catch up. Raise them high so I can see them. Geez, I'm not seeing any hands out there, so make good use of this time. If you'll schedule only 50% of what you normally schedule, you'll find it a lot easier to handle this period. Also, remember all the usual challenges of Mercury retrograde. They include miscommunications, mistakes, delays, and unexpected changes in schedules. The universe is slowing us down so we can fix things. Catch up and learn something. Also, remember not to sign contracts, but it can be a good time to renegotiate a contract or find an alternative vendor. This is also not the time for new starts. And remember to keep your computer backed up in case your computer fails. Computers have more failures during this period than any other time. Now, next, This month of May is a period with two paths. The major challenges of this year are beginning to show up. The cracks in the foundation are enlarging, but even so, there are still ways around them. It all depends on how you focus your thoughts and energy. Now, one of these paths is a cycle that's terrific for communications with powerful people or with the masses. This cycle, which is Mercury trine Pluto, peaked earlier this week on May 3rd, but it peaks again on May 19th, and it remains in range through May 27th. Now, that cycle is also energized by an impulsive shoot from the hip cycle, which is Sun square Mars. Now, between these two cycles, a lot can be accomplished. Just be careful to direct all that extra energy into a project or physical exercise and not anger or frustration. Stay on the positive beam. Sun square Mars is in range now through May 17th, and it peaked on May 4th. Now, all of this super energy plus is followed closely by the nice cycle of Venus sextile Mars, which brings opportunities for money and or love. As usual, they go hand in hand. This cycle peaks today on May 7th, and it's in range from May 4th to the 10th. This suggests that if you stay positive and focus your energy well, you get some good money for doing so. Avoid the pitfalls and make some money. This, and then beginning late next week, we enter into a set of complex cycles. We see financial challenges, which are shown by the cycles of Saturn opposite Jupiter and Uranus, all of them square to Venus. Now, these are in range from May 12th through the 22nd, and they peak between May 17th through the 19th. These financial challenges can strain relationships as well as bank accounts. These cycles include overspending, not enough money, unexpected expenses, and large unexpected financial surprises that are challenging. It takes some balance to keep your relationships intact with this. Your best strategy with these financial and relationship challenges is to focus elsewhere. The universe offers us a solution. We get Venus trine Neptune in range May 12th through the 22nd and peaking on May 18th. This suggests that if we will maintain a belief in receiving the financial help we want or need, that it will be forthcoming. We may not be able to pinpoint from where this help will come, but it's available to us if we can maintain that belief and story. So focus on talking about how you will get what you need, not on what you don't have or on how bad things are. In fact, stop complaining completely, or you will end up going down the challenging financial path. Now, we get help through this period as well with the Sun trine Saturn while sextile Jupiter and Uranus. The challenge of this period with the large unexpected financial surprises can be mediated by practical leaders with good common sense. These leaders are not shoot from the hip types. Instead, they want a real plan, and by creating one, they gain the support and confidence of those who have control of the purse strings. They also gain unexpected growth opportunities that can bring them rewards. This set of cycles comes into range May 13th, peaks May 16th through the 20th. It stays in range through May 23rd, so use this period well. Now next, I want to mention that Saturn opposite Jupiter is one of the major economic cycles. This cycle is normally associated with downturns in the economy, and we're seeing plenty of signs of this occurring with the situations for Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy. These sovereign bailouts are going to raise interest rates for all types of bonds, and that means that any bonds you're holding with lower interest rates will decrease in value. I'll talk more about this in 2 weeks, but for now, if you have any government bonds that mature in more than 3 months, I recommend you get out of them as soon as possible. Get some gold instead. The good news with this cycle is that it occurs during the cycle of Jupiter conjunct Uranus. This cycle can be very positive, but it also tends to increase volatility in the markets, which we are seeing. So expect stocks to be quite erratic. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. Notice that the double red lines, which indicate Mercury retrograde, are ending on May 11th. Whenever you see these double red lines, either ending or beginning, you should know that Mercury, our planet of movement and communications, is stopped, dead in the water. So at the end and the beginning of any Mercury retrograde, we can experience more challenges getting places or communicating with others. In both cases, it takes time for Mercury to get moving again. So don't expect things to change overnight. It's a process that takes about 2 weeks to complete. So be patient as it moves forward again. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in a box at the top right of the home page. So get signed up today. Now, do you know what's ahead for 2012 and how it relates to your DNA? When I come back after this short break, my guest, Jalayla Starr, will talk about 2012, Nibiru, DNA, and you. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stovehood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negative of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's ecloth.com. E-cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
To Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my guest is Jalayla Starr, and she's here to talk about 2012 Nibiru DNA and you. After that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, Jalayla Starr is an internationally published writer, speaker, counselor, researcher, and author of We Are the Nibiruans, The Mission Remembered, and The Keys of Compassion. As the Nibiruan Council's messenger, she offers groundbreaking information about our origins and galactic heritage. As a gifted galactic counselor, Jalayla works with individuals to assist them with emotional clearings, healing relationships, and DNA recoding. Jalayla's unique approach enables her clients to clearly discover who they are, what they came to do, and how to achieve it. Her assignment is to bring mankind multidimensional tools and knowledge so that we can ascend to our next evolutionary step. Welcome to the show, Jalayla.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad you could be here. And first of all, you have one of the most unusual jobs that I can think of. So tell our listeners, how did you ever get involved in this kind of work?
Well, I was a single mom and a business owner and not into any of this. But one night, after about 9 months of my life just kind of falling apart after being so good, I had prayed about two or three days before for help, and I had a dream, and this being came to me in this dream and said, we have work to do together. And because I'd kind of been knocked to my knees, I agreed to listen. That's how I got started.
Wow. That's a great tale. So tell us, since we're so short on time today, with all the talk about 2012, what is your perspective on it?
Well, in a nutshell, 2012 is going to be the time when many cycles end. It is a time when our planet will cross the galactic equator, which it does every 13,000 plus years. And we enter into, we cross through a field of energy emanating from the galactic core. This energy is pro-evolutionary, very high vibratory rate, and it accelerates everything. So basically, we're going to, within a very short period of time, accelerate and create a reality based on whatever's inside of us. So it's going to be many things, but we're going to create a reality that may be better, may be heaven on earth, or maybe less, depending on what's going on inside of us at that time.
Right, because what you're saying is that we're always creating more of whatever is inside of us, what's going on internally, right?
Right, and right now we're vibrating at 7.8 hertz, sometimes more, because that's the heartbeat of the planet. Well, when we go through that field, imagine the heartbeat going up to about from 7.8 to about 1,000.8.
Wow.
Everything, it's like your thoughts will manifest instantly. So if you have a lot of fears, you'll manifest those instantly. But if you've cleared those fears, you're going to create the peace that's in the place of fear.
Yes, and that's so important.
Yes.
Now, how does the first of all, what is the role of Nibiru in all of this? There's a lot of talk about Planet X. Is that the same as Nibiru?
Yes, it is. Well, it is inbound. They found it in 1982, and the United States, for reasons of their own, have chosen to pull that information from the mainstream. Although it's very well known in other parts of the country of the world, this planet is inbound. It comes around every 3,600 years. It will act as a catalyst. It's putting pressure on our sun, and it's a catalyst for a lot of the changes that we're experiencing.
So how does the return of that planet factor into 2012?
Well, it will be able to be seen.
By 2012?
Yeah, by in certain parts of the world, mostly in the southern hemisphere by 2012, because it'll be close enough to us to have the sun's rays reflecting off of it. Right now, because it's a brown dwarf, it's out in space, it does not emit light, so you can't see it unless there's light reflecting from it.
Okay. Okay, well now, we're also hearing a lot of talk about upgrading your DNA and emotional clearing, so how does that factor into 2012?
Well, like we said in the beginning, we create our reality, and with time speeding up, we're creating it faster and faster. Well, when things take an exponential leap in speed, we're going to create it almost instantly. So whatever you are holding on to, you're going to manifest very quickly once we cross through that field of energy coming out of the galactic core. And at that point, you're either going to create heaven or you're going to create hell.
Right.
It's like you can't stuff your anger. It's going to manifest right in your face. So you can manifest.
Right.
You can either manifest instant happiness because you've come to a state of in other words, if before you get to 2012, if you have worked on clearing your issues, making peace with your family, putting, you know, clearing out old resentments and regrets and bitterness, and you're in a state of peace with the people around you, true peace, then you're going to create a reality based on that peace, and it will come very, very quickly. You'll create abundance. You'll create great health. You'll create, you can basically heal yourself almost instantaneously when you go through that field of energy. On the other hand, if you haven't done that, you're going to manifest the illnesses that may have taken you years to manifest beforehand will manifest almost instantly. So you're either going to create a heaven or a hell, your choice.
Yeah, and it's a personal heaven or hell, right?
Yes. Everybody's going to create a different reality. That's why you've got all these people saying, well, it's going to be this or it's going to be that. Well, it's going to be all of that,
right? And now explain, what is the connection between DNA and those internal creations?
Well, DNA is the carbon footprint, if you will, of your state of consciousness. And your state of consciousness is based on all your beliefs. And your beliefs determine what you hold on to and what you let go of emotionally.
And so you're saying that your beliefs are encoded in your DNA?
Yes.
Because
they determine what you carry emotionally, because we respond to our beliefs emotionally.
And so you're also suggesting that you can recode your DNA or reprogram it.
By changing your beliefs and doing your emotional clearing, which to do a lot of the clearing, you've got to change the belief. In other words, if you have a belief that you're a victim, therefore you're going to be angry about something that your parents did to you when you were 5 years old. If you can adopt a higher belief that allows you to take responsibility for whatever happened and realize that you wrote the script for what your parents did in the inner life, and that there was a lesson you wanted to learn that they agreed to help you learn, and you learned the lesson, then you go from being angry and being a victim to being grateful and empowered. That
right.
is a shift. And that then is recorded in the DNA.
Exactly. Yes. And I understand that you are going to be giving a number of workshops around the country
yes.
on this topic. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And and the topic is 2012 Nibiru DNA in You?
Yeah, because all these are things that people need to understand. If they understand the bigger picture of what's going on and why the earth changes, why the political upheaval, why all this is happening, because it is part of an ascension of a planet, then they're going to remain calm. They're going to be focused on doing their clearing so that they, when they cross that galactic equator, they have an opportunity to create exactly what they want instead of creating something they don't want.
Right.
And people are going to be freaking out between now and 2012. They're already starting to freak out.
Yes, they already are. Yes, that's right. Yes. And a lot of people are choosing to check out as well.
Yeah. And there are people who are here on the planet who came to be the way showers, the ones who would help lead humanity through this period of time to be the calm voices of reason. Well, you can't be a calm voice of reason if you don't understand the bigger picture of what's going on.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what the workshop is, to prepare those who are here to be the way showers so that they can do their job.
Exactly. Okay, and how can people find out about your workshop? I know you have one in Seattle on May 22nd.
Yes.
So how can they find out about your workshops and how to sign up for them?
Well, they can go to my website at www.nibiruancouncil.com, and you'll find all the links to all the upcoming events, the workshops all over the country. You'll find them right there on the homepage.
Okay, and that website again is www.nibiruancouncil.com. And you can also call Jalayla at 913-599-6222. And I'll repeat that number again, 913-599-6222. 6222. And Jalayla, I'm so glad you're able to be here today, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for your work. I'm glad you could be here, and I look forward to your workshop.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week, your tip is this. Prosperity is more than just money. It's a sense of well-being, good health, abundant support, joyful relationships, plus the feeling that things can come to you easily and effortlessly. As part of your increase in prosperity, notice when synchronicities occur. Be grateful for your good health and important relationships. Pay attention to the times that you're able to connect with your true self and feel that sense of well-being. No matter what happens, you'll be all right. The more you can notice these things in your daily life, the more prosperity will easily find you. Now, next Friday on May 14th, I'll talk about what's up in the heavens, and then, at long last, I'll take your calls. Be sure to stay tuned for Maureen St. Germain, her new show, Heaven Sent, with Maureen St. Germain. She's on next. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.